We know what we're going to do is, if you can have your seat, we're going to go ahead and start up. They're just running a couple of minutes behind, but we're going to go ahead and start up a little bit. And then once they get everything ready, we'll go ahead and eat and then continue the class.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Carmen, welcome back. You go ahead and open us in prayer, please.
Okay, thank you, Lord Heavenly Father, for this morning, Lord. Thank you that we can gather in your home, Lord Heavenly Father, and just give you all the praise and honors today, Lord Heavenly Father. We just pray that today the message would just flow through their bodies, Lord Heavenly Father. You would fill up the Ray with the Holy Spirit, Lord, the pastors downstairs with the word. Whoever's giving the word today, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will be filling this place, Lord Heavenly Father. We thank you for the food, Lord. We pray that you will just continue to nourish it to our bodies, Lord Heavenly Father. We thank you for the men that prepared it this morning, Lord. Yes. We thank you for this opportunity to come freely to you, Lord. Yes. And we pray today be a mighty day, Lord, and a beginning of our hearts to just continue to open up to your will, Lord Heavenly Father, not ours, Lord. Yes. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This morning, for a while now, I've been... Bahad asked me about 2 months ago to do a teaching on whatever God put in my heart. And for a while, I kind of just debated on a few things. And within the last couple of weeks, you know, something came to mind. And either something I was watching on TV, some news that came up or something like that on Christians. And what dawned on me was that a lot of times as Christians, we let things or people intimidate us. You know, we let the outside get to us in one way or another. Okay? And that's why I came up with the title, You Have a Voice. And the other thing that came up, and you'll see why, because I got a short video I want to show. And a lot of times we think that because we're either too young or a little up in age, I won't use the word old, because I'm getting up there myself. I didn't look at anybody. that's my golf buddy. I gotta pretend my golf buddy here. But anyways, so it dawned on me a lot of times that we think that we just don't have anything to say. Okay? And that's a lie of the enemy. All right? And it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that they may benefit, or that it may benefit those who listen. That's in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Okay? And part of this whole teaching is about we have a voice, okay, not only to share God's word, but to help others, okay? Because we're not all perfect, okay? And there's times that we kind of feel weak spiritually, right? We're going through something, either family or work or whatever it is, okay? There's always something. Guarantee you, every single day, there's always something. Whoever here can raise their hand and says they've had a perfect day, you're in church. Do not lie. Okay? Nobody has a perfect day. Something comes up. Okay? And a lot of times it's when we least expect it. But anyways, I'm going to show this quick video. And on this video, it's about a testimony. The testimony this guy gives. And it's about the title that I'm talking about, You Have a Voice. Because in this testimony, somebody shares something. I'll let you guys watch it.
I've always been told how average I can be. Always been criticized about being average. But I want to tell you something. I stand here before you, before all of these people, not listening to those words, but telling myself every single day to shoot for the stars, to be the best that I can be. Good enough isn't good enough if it can be better. and better isn't good enough if it can be best. That's when you hit rock bottom. Remember this: while you're struggling, rock bottom can also be a great foundation on which to build and on which to grow. Person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing, that's the person that will continue to grow their influence. This woman was the finest woman I'd ever seen in my life. We're at this dance, and I find out her name is Trina Williams from Lompoc, California. And we're all dancing, and we're just excited. And I decide in the middle of dancing with her that I would ask her for her phone number. The next day, we walk to Baskin and Robbins ice cream parlor. My friends couldn't believe it. This has been 40 years ago, and my friends still can't believe it. We go on a second date, and a third date, and a fourth date. We go together for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. By now, Trina's a senior in college. So now it's time to propose. We get married. We have a few children. Our lives are great. One day, Trina finds a lump in her left breast. Breast cancer. 6 years after that diagnosis, me and my two little boys walked up to mommy's casket. And for 2 years, my heart didn't beat. If it wasn't for my faith in God, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for those two little boys, there would have been no reason for which to go on. I was completely lost. That was rock bottom. You know what sustained me? The wisdom of a third grade dropout. We're at the casket in College Station, Texas. I'd never seen my dad cry. But this time I saw my dad cry. That was his daughter. Trina was his daughter, not his daughter-in-law. And I'm right behind my father, about to see her for the last time on this earth. And my father shared three words with me that changed my life right there at the casket. It would be the last lesson he would ever teach me. He said, "Son, just stand. Just stand. You keep standing. You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up." I learned that lesson from a third grade dropout who was a cook at Cal Maritime. He said, "Boy, you keep standing. No matter what, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. No matter what, you don't give up. No matter what, you don't give up. No matter what, you don't give up."
All right, so you guys saw that video. And on that video, there's a part that's what kind of ministered to me. And the part was his father. Right? His father gave him some words of advice that stayed with him the rest of his life. And it was, no matter what, just stand. Right? Very simple words. Right? But it meant so much to his son that it impacted his life so much that he's now a pastor, and he actually has or does motivational speeches. And this is one of them. Okay, there's another part to this, and I'll use that at another time. But this is the part that kind of ministered to me. It's his father, right? It said that he was third grade dropout. So he wasn't the most educated man in the world, right? He wasn't the smartest man in the world, right? He didn't go to an Ivy League school. He didn't go to a high-end Bible college, right? But he shared some words with his son at the time that his son needed to hear. He was standing in front of the casket of his wife that he had lost. That was his best friend, his partner. This was his life at the time. And standing in front of that casket, his father gave him those words. No matter what, just stand. Don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what, just stand. Right? And that's why I came up with the title, "You Have a Voice." Because a lot of times we think that because we're at a certain age or we belong to a certain group, that we don't have anything to say. And again, that's a lie of the enemy. All right? It says, "You have a voice that if led by the Holy Spirit can make a huge change in someone's life." What we share can change someone's life. Think about it this way. If you sit down and think that what somebody shared in your life, okay, that might be the reason why you're here today. Right? Somebody shared something with you and gave you some words that changed your life because now you're here. Exodus 14, 13 through 14. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still. And here's the word again. Do not be afraid and what? Stand still. So the words that his father shared with his son. Just stand. No matter what, just stand. It says, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Now, this part right here, this is when they're in the, between a rock place and a hard and a wall, right? This is when they were being chased, and one side is all water, and the other side, they got the enemy chasing them down. All right? So they're looking back going, like, we're doomed. This is it. We're going to be captured. We're going to go back to slavery, or we're going to be killed. So they're all panicking, and this is when Moses gives them these words. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 16, but I'll just grab one part here. It says, tell us about two men that spoke God's healing to a man that was crippled. And we know that story, right? Peter and John were on the way to the temple, right? On the way to the time of prayer. And there's a man that's been crippled from since birth. He's laying there asking for money, right? And they share some words. And he says, you know, money and gold I don't have, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus Christ, stand. So, through the Holy Spirit, they were able to speak healing to a cripple. And then, Roger's favorite. Says here, David, a young boy says, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut your head off. This very day I will give the carcasses to the Philistine army, to the birds, and to the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God. There is a God in Israel. Okay? So that's what David spoke. That says, we have the Almighty in our corner. He gives us the power and the authority to overcome that giant in your life. Now, there was a giant, right, at that time. And it says, we have the Almighty in our corner. He gives us the power and the authority to overcome the giant in your life. And sometimes we've got to ask ourselves, what giant do you have in your life? We all have one. One way or another, we all have a giant in our lives. That we stand there and we just go, there's just no way I can overcome this. It's too hard. You know, it's a family member. How do I deal with this? Right? It's a coworker. How do I deal with this? It's somebody from the church. How do I deal with this?
And sometimes all the above.
And sometimes all those, right, in one the same day. Right? You're on the phone with a relative, okay, and then you just got off the phone, and then somebody from work calls you, and then you get on the phone, and then you get off the phone, and then you're on your way to church thinking everything's going to be great. When you get there, somebody confronts you, and now there's three things that you just went through in one day. It happens. But those are giants in our life. But what did David do? David didn't say, oh man, this guy's just way too big. There's no way I can handle him. He's too big. He's got all this equipment, all these spears and swords and all this stuff. There's just no way. He didn't do that. Right? He said, in the name of the Almighty. I said, we have him in our corner. You know, boxers have, you know, their trainer and their cut man in the corner and stuff like that. And, you know, and every round he goes back, right, and he gets words. Right? the manager or the coach or whoever he is, his trainer, gives him words of encouragement. Sometimes we're watching the fight and he's getting beat down, but when he gets to his corner, what does his coach tell him? You got him beat. You got him. One more round, you can turn this around. He doesn't say, oh, man, I want to throw in the towel for you. Because you're just getting beat down. Right? No, he gives him words of encouragement. He says, get back in that fight. You got him beat. Don't give up. Just keep fighting. That's what his coach, his trainer tells him. Every single round. He doesn't win to the last round and says, okay, you know what? For the first 10 rounds, you've done okay, but you only got like 2 rounds left. You might want to kind of turn it up a little bit. No. Every single round, he gets words from his corner. Every single day, we get word from God, one way or another, to encourage us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us what? Power. Okay? Love and self-discipline. There's a reason why he has all those in there, because it's not just the power. You got to have love. You got to be self-disciplined. Okay? God puts words in there for a specific reason. Okay? He doesn't just put words in the scripture just to put words in there. Every single word has a meaning. Okay? For those that come to the Bible study, you will know that, because for about almost, I don't know, was it a year that we did Matthew?
I think it felt like it.
It felt like it, right? That's because every single word in Scripture, some things have a meaning, a reason why it's there, right? And Pastor Don and Bob kind of break that down to us and explain to us what those are. But it says, right, it does not make us timid. So we have a voice to speak God's word. God comforts us in all our troubles. Not some, okay, not a few, but it says in all our troubles. So yeah, there's times where we're going to go through something, but you know what? God is there. In every single situation. And every time that giant gets in front of us, you have God on your corner. And it says, in any trouble, with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. It says comfort, we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Okay, that's in Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. In other words, you know, for that same comfort that we got from God, it tells us to share it with others. Why? Because God did something in our lives. Now you have a voice. Now you have something to say. You have a testimony to share with somebody what God did in your life. Again, your words can change somebody's life. You just never know. You never know what few words can change somebody's life. It can just be simple saying, you know what, God loves you. And for a person that has never felt love in their life, those words will mean a whole lot. Microphone, Sebastian.
I was going to say that I know some of us have heard this before, but showing your comfort like God shows it to you also means through actions, you know, through being there for somebody while they're down or being really hurt or something really bad happened, and then you just take the time to be there with them. A lot of times sacrificing your own time comforts people, you know, just being there, even not saying a word, you know, and that speaks a thousand words, and then it can introduce them to, why are you like this, even though all this bad stuff is happening to you, you know? Then you can bring in the word then.
Yep. Amen. Exactly. That's why.
Great. That's the one. I'm sorry. I don't have to You made a point of saying all those words mean something under there, under 2 Timothy 1:7.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Ben. I'm sorry.
In 2 Timothy 1:7, this goes, we kind of went over this, but you said each one of those means something. The power, but the most important is love. If you feel somebody loves you, somebody wants the best for you, then you'll accept the words. If not, you're not going to listen to them.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Important to have a rapport. Like Rico said, do something for them. Just don't pray for them. guy hasn't ate in 3 days. Well, I'll pray for you. We'll give him a sandwich first, okay? They all run hand in hand, but we have to. If you can't say that you love somebody, that you really care and want to see the best, don't minister to them.
Yeah.
We can tell a phony. Anybody can tell a phony, and there's enough phonies going around. If you love somebody, they'll know it.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. That's why those words are in there. That's why every single one of those words are in there. Amen. Because, you know, what is it that you have, you know, the power that God gave you, and you don't love the person or show love for that person or compassion for that person? That says you have a voice. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Again, we're talking about here having a voice. You know, if you truly have God in your heart and God's love, you're going to do this. You're going to encourage others. Okay? You're going to try and help and reach out to your brother and sister. Like Bob said, what good is it that somebody says, hey, look, I'm starving, and you go home while on your phone, like, you know what, brother, I'm going to go right now, I'm going to pray for you. How about maybe you get out of your home, jump in your car, take them out to eat, and pray for them? Yes.
Okay, speaking of the word timid, I was like that ever since I was a little boy. People would come to my mom and dad's house, I'd go hide. Well, I found courage in a bottle for about 35 years. And back in 2010, I haven't drank anything since, but I took a hard fall. And that's what happened to my eyes when I had the last seizure that I had. But I'm not going to quit quitting. And I love you all. And happy Easter. Thank you.
Amen. As Paul wrote, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and a mutual edification. That's in Romans chapter 14. Verse 19. It says, let us therefore make every effort. Let me go back to that. You know, what effort are you making by just simply saying, hey, brother, you know, I'm going to just go to pray for you when I'm at home. You know, why? Because the game is about to start. You know, it's an inconvenience for you. You know, wife just finished cooking a good meal. You're getting ready to sign and eat. You know what? We got microwaves. Come home, warm it up. It is the Holy Spirit that gives you the power to speak life, to give words of encouragement, truth, love, and joy. Through Him, we have the voice to speak what He has done in your life. Amen? This is testimony, what God has done in your life. Sometimes by sharing what God has done in your life can change somebody else's life. You have a voice, and the voice is, you know what? My life was terrible. And I let Jesus in my life, in my heart, and now my life is completely turned around. Right? Because I thought there was no hope for me. And that other person, you don't know at the time, that person might be thinking there's no hope for him or her. And now your words, what you speak, can change someone's life. You have a voice. You have a voice to share about how He's always with us. In those times where we thought that nobody's around, you got to your knees and God made a way when you thought there was no hope. We have a voice to let people know that He will forgive your sins, our sins, if we ask for forgiveness and truly repent. That's something that when I came to this church, I believed there was no way God can forgive me because of all my sins. I was so terrible. I was so bad. I said, there's no way He can forgive me. I turned my back on Him. I don't blame Him if He turned His back on me. That's what I thought.
That's why God sent you here. You've seen people a lot worse than you here. Right here.
Right? And that's what I thought, that there was just no way God can forgive me. And that was a lie of the enemy.
Yep.
Right? And that was because somebody had a voice and shared that God does love you and he will forgive you if you truly repent. That was spoken to me, and it changed my life. Words can change someone's life. You have a voice. A voice of truth about who Christ is and what he has done for all of us. How much he loves us that he died on the cross for us. And today we're celebrating the resurrection. You know, and again, for somebody that doesn't understand the concept of love, of knowing what love is, okay, when you start sharing how much God loves us, that this is what he did for us, that can change a person's life. A man who used to visit a general store in the country, the proprietor has asked has a clerk named Jake, who seemed to be the laziest man in the world. One day the man noticed that Jake was gone. He asked the store owner, "Where's Jake?" "Oh, he retired," was the answer he gave. "Retired? Then what are you doing, or what are you going to do to fill the vacancy?" The owner replied, "Jake didn't leave no vacancy." That leads, and this gentleman wrote down, that leads me to ask, what kind of vacancy would there be in this church if you left? It is God's clear intention that everyone of his people be used in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given gifts to each one to be used as good stewards. We have a voice. God has done something in your life. He has given us his word. Are you making a difference? Not just in the church. And right here, it goes on. And yet, for so many, that name, the name of Christ, their faith is like football, an occasional Sunday spectator sport. They're not serving Christ day by day. Right? Unfortunately, sometimes it's like that. You know, they just give themselves that title, you know, I'm a Christian, and that fixes everything. I'm good. I'm in. Right? And there's so many other things that God does and so many other things that this church does, okay? And are you just showing up just on Sunday morning? That's it. They're not serving Christ day by day. But if you truly know Christ, you can't be happy sitting on the bench or in the stands. You want to be in the game. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the game. I know Pastor Don, he coaches the girls at Western High School, great school. I went there. I ruined it. No. Amen. But I guarantee you, all the girls on his team, they all want to play. They all want to be in the game, one way or another. And sometimes they might not be right there playing at that second. They just might be, you know, in the dugout. But you know what? They're cheering the rest of the team on. They're still part of the game. They're cheering each other on. Sometimes we might be just on the sideline. We might not be in the position right now, but we're on the sideline. Are you going to keep quiet? You have a voice. Encourage the other team. Encourage your brother and sister. If something's going great, hey, brother, I'm happy for you. What can I do to help you? If something's going terrible, hey, brother, what can I do to help you? Or is it just you're there when everything is great? When he has tickets to opening day. Hey, brother, how you doing? I'm just thinking about you. I was just thinking about it. I just wanted to call and touch base. How you doing? Everything okay? Good. Yeah, that game? Yeah. It's a shame I ain't got tickets. Oh, you got tickets? Is that why you called them? I got this, and I'll wrap this up real quick. It says, what difference are you making in someone's life? Are you making a difference in someone's life? Are you using the gifts that God gave you? Are you using what God has done in your life as a voice to go forward and share that with somebody else to possibly change your life? Me, myself, I can't change anybody. But I tell you what, I can share what God did in my life, and God will do the rest. The video says that his father spoke words that would change his life forever. Very simple words. Just stand. No matter what, just stand. And he was going through the worst time of his life. He lost his wife, the mother of his two little girls. And his father shared some words. His father, again, was not the most educated man in the world. And sometimes we think we're not good enough. That's a lie of the enemy. We have a powerful God. He has changed your life. You have a voice to share his word. His word is what's going to change somebody's life. Not mine, not yours. God's word. But you have to be obedient and be willing and available to share God's word. Our Father speaks to us every day. He gives us the words or the word that will change our lives forever. He gave us his word. And if you go through and you start reading God's word, it'll start changing your life, guaranteed. Amen. There's a lot of people out there, there's no guarantees in life. In Jesus Christ, there's guarantees every single day. Yeah, warranties. Yeah, you know what? This car comes with, 6 months warranty. That's about it. I can't do nothing after that. Jesus says, no, I guarantee you I'll be with you every single day. Not just in the summer, not in the winter, every single day. Promises after promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The words that he gave to his son, a man, again, that by our standards or some people's standards would not be qualified to share some words. I love Roger. Roger, on Thursday mornings, Thursday afternoons, he sits there quietly for a couple of minutes. Just a couple. All right? And as soon as Pastor Don sits there and says, okay, anybody have any questions? Everybody looks straight to Roger. But you know what, though? That's awesome, because Roger wants to know about God's word. He wants to make sure he's got it right. And I tell you what, and there's a lot of times that Roger, because a lot of times he said it, I'm not very educated. I went to school, I got, 20 years of school. I went to the 10th grade twice. Okay? But God will use Roger to speak life into somebody. I know they used Roger and Beth one time because of their situation, their story with their son. Young lady, I believe, was contemplating suicide. They have a voice, and they shared it, and it changed someone's life. You just never know. The voice that you have can change someone's life. We have a voice. He says, just stand. No matter what, just stand. Says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Yes. Microphone.
Years ago, some know this story. I had made a mistake and I was a mess. And I thought, if I could just go to church. But I was so afraid that if I made another mistake because of a church I was going to that was teaching me wrong, that God would leave me forever. And my mom, she told me, when you're sick, hon, where do you go? And I said, the doctor. She says, when you're spiritually sick, you go to church. She said, you don't have to change. You don't have to worry about making a mistake. That's what God's for. That's what his spirit's for. That's what his power's for. And she encouraged me to go back, and I've been here ever since.
You have a voice. So when you think that you don't, that's a lie of the enemy. You have a voice, and God gave you that voice. He gave you his word to share with the world and with the brothers and sisters, to encourage them, to help them when they're going through something. You just never know. Amen. And on that note, we'll go ahead and close in prayer. Amen. Fred, can you close us in prayer, please?
Well, Father God, we just we thank you for Ray, Father, giving him the words to say, Father. And Father, we pray that it will stick with us, Father, as we go out, Father, because we know as the days come, Father, there will be challenges, Father. There will be people that cross our path, Father. Just give us the words to say, the strength to say them, Father. May your words be ever upon our lips and in our minds, Father, and in our hearts, Lord. And Father, we just lift up the service and the praise and worship to you, Father. And we just ask, may your spirit be here, Father, to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.